For more on Yahoo's future, we turn to Robert Hoff. He's Silicon Valley Bureau Chief for Businessweek magazine. He's been covering Microsoft's on-again, off-again courtship of Yahoo and Yahoo's refusal to walk down the merger aisle. I asked him to describe Yahoo's place in the industry.
Well, Yahoo is certainly a pioneer in this industry. They really kicked off the whole area of Internet advertising after they started in 1995. And they still have quite a leadership role in the area called display advertising, which is those banners that are stripped across the top. Where they have fallen short is in search advertising. These are those little text ads, the four-line text ads, that when you search on Google and search for something, on the right side you see this list of sponsored results. And those are the ads that, as simple and short as they look, are what has made Google catapult to the top of the online advertising industry.
Let's talk about the role of the CEO and the original co-founder of Yahoo, Jerry Yang. He has sent an email to employees saying that they're going to keep on with their present strategy. What is their strategy?
Their strategy is to become the place where most people come to get information and to find their way to other parts of the web. They've done pretty well at that. That's what they started out doing. Originally, it was Jerry's Guide to the Internet. It later became Yahoo. But the unfortunate thing is that search really has become the key way most people get to various places. And Yahoo search is way behind Google's in terms of capabilities and certainly in terms of the ads that that fund it.
Do you think that Yahoo has an identity as strong as some of its competitors? I mean, I think of Yahoo as a news website, and I'm sure other people think of it and use it in very different ways. Is it too diffuse to be any one thing?
I think it is a little diffuse, and that is part of the problem. They are what used to be called a portal, but I think people have gradually seen it more as a news and information brand rather than a place where you can find anything that you want on the web. People Google stuff. They don't Yahoo stuff. You know, if they're looking for something, they Google it. They don't Yahoo it.
Why do you think it was important for Yahoo to fight off this bid from Microsoft?
I'm not sure that it was as important as Jerry Yang and some of the top executives and board felt. This was a pretty good offer, and they obviously felt very strongly about remaining independent. I think there was a price at which they might sell, because for any public company that has shareholders who are, in fact, the owners of the company, they have to get the greatest value for that company. But I think that Jerry has some real emotional attachment, understandably, to this company and didn't want to see it go for less than a certain price that Microsoft couldn't meet.
You know, Robert, if you consider the various players in this world, Microsoft, AOL, Yahoo, Google, I'm sure I've left a bunch out, could you basically write their name on index cards, toss them in the air, and come up with entirely plausible new combinations of who will be dealing with who in 2, 3, 4 years?
You know, you could. I have a feeling that there will probably be just a couple in a few years, and those will be most likely Microsoft and Google. Google's a lock. I mean, their momentum is just so huge that it's hard to see what's going to slow them down very much. Microsoft, obviously, is huge as a company and has just about unlimited resources, and they cannot lose this game. It really is key to their future. The other two, AOL and Yahoo, remains to be seen. Time Warner is known to be shopping around AOL, so it seems like that's going to get picked up by somebody. Yahoo is the big question.
Well, Robert Hoff, good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Robert Hoff is Silicon Valley Bureau Chief for Businessweek.